Blog Talk Radio.
Tatters Jukebox.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant, and I still loving you. I'm walking down
Shout Even Shy, singing Words You Cannot Say, a poem I wrote, and she put the music. Did a great job. Thank you, Bridget. Well, welcome, my friends, to the show where I pretend. Tonight's on the jukebox. First, I'll give you who we are. We are a team of voices. We are a group of writers that hang out at allpoetry.com. We're in the groups tab. You can find us there. It's free to join. Find us ATOV, a team of voices. Knock on the door. Deborah will let you in. Tonight, though, we're taking a break from some poetry writing, and we're going to listen to some lyrics. We're pushing the jukebox C1. C1 is, let me finish. I'm sorry. We are a poetry group, sponsored by A.P. Taylor Poetry Foundation. Thank you, A.P. With me is Deborah Lee, my little sister, my partner, my friend. Hi, Deb.
Hey, Hatter.
So you ready for some Chicago? This is back when rock and roll was developing into what it is today. And there's a great song, Chicago. If you're not familiar with them, you're in for a treat. I think we'll start off with beginnings.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Terry.
promised you it. And with you, that's all. We'll be right back.
and trombone. James Panko.
All right. Thank you, guys. That was Beginnings by Chicago. Chicago was an American rock band formed in 1967. It took the name in 1968 of the Chicago Transit Authority, the transit agency in the town of Chicago, city of Chicago. But in 1969, they shortened it to just Chicago, and they're described as a rock band with horns. As you can tell, there's not very many of them. Very influential in my lifetime and my generation on the West Coast. The original, yes, you see. The original band members, I've got Peter Cetera, he's the bass player and one of the singers, Terry Kath, probably one of the greatest guitarists ever. We'll get back to Terry's tragic story. Robert Lamb on keyboards, he also sang, and then Lee Loname, Lenan, I think his name is, on trumpet, Panko on trombone, Walter Perezader on woodwinds, that's clarinet and saxophone, and Danny Seraphine on drums. And if you pay attention to the drums to these songs I'm going to play, he's a busy man. I didn't realize until I listened to it again how good he is. It went through a number of replacements. I could name the members who have played in Chicago, and that's like 30 members long. They are playing still today under the name Chicago. In September 2008, Billboard ranked Chicago as the number 13 in the list of top 100 artists of all time. Number 13, that's not bad. And ranked them number 15 on the same list in October 2015. I didn't know that was so changed, but I guess it does. Billboard also ranked Chicago ninth in the list of 100 greatest artists of all time in terms of Billboard 200 album chart success. Okay, so the albums. You know, Chicago, that was the second album I ever bought, was the White Album. Chicago was Chicago Live. It was two album set. And it was also the first concert I ever went to. I snuck out. I was supposed to be somewhere else, and I went to see Chicago. I was about 15 years old and couldn't see nothing. Couldn't see nothing, man. We were on the floor. Everybody back then, everybody stood up as soon as the music started. So I was a little intimidated, but I did got to hear Chicago. Didn't get to see much. In 1978, tragically, Terry Kath, the lead guitarist, considered one of the best at the time and very much forgotten, died in a tragic incident. Self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. That was an accidental. And that was something that was going to, it almost broke the band up. In fact, I think a couple of members did leave. But it was too, they had too much music. Peter Cetera, I think, basically ran the group after Terry Kath. Deborah Lee, you remember Chicago much? Being played? You seem much younger than I am.
Yeah, kind of. I knew a few of the songs that you had me download for you.
Yeah, and there's a bunch you would have recognized also that I didn't. Sure. But I'll just get back to it. I loaded a bunch of songs because I love this band. Does anybody really know what time it is?
day.
Anybody really know what time it is? Yeah. Very influential in my younger years. I know a lot of band members that made it and some that didn't, that just love this band. Hope we'll play it. I could go through the list of where everybody from the original members were, when they left, when they came back, all the members that came and went, but it would take an hour just to do that. There was a lot, being that they're still playing today.
Wow.
Like I said, one of the tragic things that happened was the loss of Terry Kath. He was goofing around with a pistol and should not have been. It was an accident. Like I said, that had to shake everybody up. It was a year that I was in a bad accident, so there were a couple of years that I missed in life, just recovering. And Terry Kath passed away during that time. I learned about it later. Sort of shook me up that I didn't know. I felt, never wanted to. In fact, it was the first time that I realized these guys, the mortality of my heroes. That someday, just like everybody else, when you're young, you don't think about that. You just want to play like them. They said Kath died in 1978, and he was replaced by several guitarists in succession. Bill Chaplin joined in 1981 for vocals, keyboards, and some guitar. Cetera left the group. Now, Peter Cetera, he became really popular. He's the main lead singer, although the keyboardist sang, the trombonist sang, Peter did, but the Color My World, and well, not Color My World, but I'll point him out as we're playing. In fact, I'm going to go back. We've got a lot of music to listen to. We're going to go my favorite song. This is a song that people tried to run through the machine of what it meant. And all sorts of different things. What it is they were trying to write a song. It's like writing a song all night long, and you can't get anything new, and nothing's happening. So this is what happens. 25 or 64 time. 4 a.m. 25. We'll be right back. 6:45 or 6 to 4 at Chicago. Searching for the break of day, something for searching for something to say. Dancing lights against the sky, giving up. I close my eyes, sitting cross legs on the floor. 6:25 or 6 to 4. Simple, cool lyrics, staring blindly into space. Getting up to splash my face, waiting for waiting just to stay awake. Wondering how much I can take. Should I try to get some more? 6:25 or 6 to 4. A poet. They're all poets. How about that, Deb?
For sure.
This was one of the favorites, like the Eagles when they first started out. Chicago, Color My World, and some of the softer songs Peter Cetera sings. You had to have in your sound library, when you're dating cheerleaders. Cheerleaders. I remember that. Chicago. I can honestly say that was my first concert. I have to honestly say I don't remember much. I was very intimidated. Everybody stood up. I couldn't see crap. I couldn't see nothing. We were in a bad place. Couldn't stand on anything. I was on the floor. What I learned at the Memorial Auditorium in Sacramento is, if you're not up in the front row, get the balcony seats, the binoculars, which I did from that point on. Deb, you didn't own any Chicago music then, huh? They had like 19 albums.
Well, you know, quite a few of theirs crossed over into easy listening, which means my dad listened. So those would be the ones, especially the love songs that ones crossed into, like, what was that, the Oldies 98 station that he listened to as well. So far, I recognize the songs.
Yeah, I remember a lot of the music being played at some of the dances and such. The high school I went to had an excellent band teacher. A lot of rock stars came out of the high school. Not a lot, but a few rock stars came out of the... Mr. Gilliland was his name, Gilliland. Excellent band teacher, music teacher. So the bands that played at the homecoming and the prom and such had horn sections, which... I learned later was sort of odd for that time. You know, to have the trombone come in there and play a little solo that gives credence to the talent of these guys. The trumpet player, too. It sounds like Jim Horn, which is the guy that plays all those little riffs, those good riffs in the Pink Floyd and the Stones and George Harrison. When you can do it, they do it very well. Okay, I'll play the next song. This one came a little later. This is, I believe, came after Terry Kath was already gone. But one of the hits. Girls love it. feeling stronger. Feeling stronger every day at Chicago. You stumbled across a team of voices. We're listening, paying tribute to the band Chicago. Going over the some of the members, I'm looking up some of the awards is what I'm doing. So I found in my later years I can't do more than a couple things at a time. So bear with me. I apologize. They got the Lifetime Achievement Award. They've been inducted to the Hall of Fame. All this good stuff. But the special awards, like the Grammys. How many Grammys? It's not coming up. You put in Chicago, you get a bunch of different things. Being the Chicago is a Broadway play, I guess. Chicago Awards. There we go. Every day. Uh-oh. Okay, I'm going to have my screen has frozen, so I'm going to play another song. This is a song written by, I believe it was like the Isley Brothers. It was made famous by Stevie Winwood when he was young. He played for a band and named Skips. I can't remember the name of the band. But anyway, Chicago took it also. And it's I'm a man. Uh-oh. Debbie, oh, there it is.
All right, let's keep it going.
Everybody get together.
I am that I care, you know the story.
That's Chicago's version of Iron Man. Good job, guys. Jeez. The drummer is something else.
Woo!
Thank you!
Yeah, the drummer's name is Danny Serafine, as for lack of knowing how to say it. Very good drummer. I was wrong. It wasn't the Isley Brothers. It was Bo Diddley who wrote the song, I'm a Man. It was taken by the Yardbirds earlier and given a faster beat, the rock and roll beat. Then the Spencer Davis group, that's who Stevie Winwood sang for when he was 15. He's singing I'm a Man. And then Chicago grabbed it, put it in their entourage, and I had the live album. It was a great song. I have to do a Stevie Winwood show. Okay, well, we got 10 more minutes here, and let me go back to the studio. Got two songs. I know which song I'm going to end with. So I'm going to play I've Been Searching for So Long. Watch the volume. Thank you. ended abruptly. Good searching. Well, we're down to the last 5 minutes. This has been a tribute to the rock band Chicago. Started out Chicago Transit Authority. Sort of a forgotten band. Peter Cetera stayed with Chicago. It didn't work out solo for him. He was a good looking dude, being the lead singer for a rock band. Had to live a golden life. It was a band that stayed clean. They were not into drugs. Terry Kath, unfortunately, slipped into that world, and that was part of the problem of attributed to his death. Thank you, Terry, for the music. He loved his wah-wah pedal, I'll give you that. And Peter, give kudos to him. And Danny, the drummer, my Lord, how did I not know that before? To go over some of the songs Chicago's had, Hard to Say I'm Sorry. You might recognize some of the titles. I know you would remember, Deb, the song. If You Leave Me Now was a slow ballad. You're the Inspiration, 25 or 6 to 4. Saturday in the Park. Will You Still Love Me? Color My World. Along Comes a Woman. Beginnings. Make Me Smile. Does anybody really know what time it is? Wishing You Were Here. Song for You. Searching So Long. Questions. Feeling Stronger Every Day. Just You and Me. And I'm a Man. And the one we're going to go out with has special meaning to me just because it was one of my girlfriend's favorite songs at the time. Deb, thank you for sticking with me tonight, doing all the hard work in the back so I can look out here. I can sit out here and look pretty. Thank you. And thanks to anybody that's going to listen.
Very educational and informative. I had a good time.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping to do. Just bring back some of the memories, some of the bands that would be forgotten that some of the other younger viewers have never heard before. We sparked the genesis of the rock and roll through the 60s, late 60s. But we're going to play this last one, and I got to run back to this. I got to run back to the studio. Okay. This is called Make Me Smile. Another beautiful song. Get that.
This next thing we're going to do was written by Jimmy Trombone. Jimmy Trombone. The real name is Ballet from a Girl in Buchanan, but most people, I guess, know it by Make Me Smile. Thank you.
Yeah, we're gonna go off the air before the end of the song, so I'll continue playing it. So thanks everybody for tuning in. Oh, just went off the air. Turn it back up. Watch your ears. Make Me Smile from Chicago. That was a girlfriend I dated in high school named Kathy. She was one of a set of twins. She was a cheerleader. I remember Kathy. Thank you for the memory. Thank you, Deb, for hanging out with me. Listen to Hatter's Jukebox tribute to band Chicago. The 22nd will be a Friday. Will be Carlos Santana. I'm going to visit his life and music. Can't wait. So thank you, everybody. Deb, always
great
nice spending the night with you. Yeah.
Love and respect.
Okay. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.